Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is Wednesday. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Last night was the SmackDown show, where once again, we did not get an AJ Styles versus James Ellsworth match for the WWE World Heavyweight title. They're stringing us along, if you can believe that. Can you imagine 3 months ago, 4 months ago, somebody would tell you that at the end of this year, they're going to be stringing you along and teasing an AJ Styles, James Ellsworth WWE World Heavyweight title match. That is what they're doing. You're not going to get any time soon. AJ Styles still on the DL. He's on the injured reserve, whatever you want to call it. Probably won't be back until after Christmas, so they'll have to find a new creative way every week to not give us that long-awaited match. If you have thoughts on SmackDown today, you're welcome to give us a call. Tomorrow, TNA Total Nonstop Deletion on Pop TV. We could talk about that here today on the program. We have got a new match added to the Roadblock End of the Line pay-per-view, which ties into the ratings for Monday Night's Raw, which we can talk about after the break. Not a great number. And in fact, some of it is downright surprising, quite frankly. UFC is adding a new championship belt. We can talk about that. There is a new division and a first ever fight. And no, it does not involve Chris Cyborg. And we got a lot of other news as well. If you want to give us a call here today, the phone number 844-411-5411. You can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter, and we're going to kick it off after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your
home. iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Now seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity. So I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages as well. A lot of various topics you can call about. Last night's SmackDown show, the 205 Live show, which I have not watched yet. I don't know if I'm going to be watching 205 Live. There's so much stuff, and nothing has been done on 205 Live that tells me that I've got to watch this show. So I'm not watching it right now. Maybe I'll watch it when the show's over.
You sure? You positive? Noam Dar said he's pretty cool.
Mike, I'm positive I didn't watch the show last night. And you know what else?
And you're not going to.
You know what else I was thinking about? 205 Live is the cruiserweight show.
Mm-hmm.
And every Monday on Raw, there's two cruiserweight matches.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need to watch the cruiserweight show? I just don't
get it. So you see more cruiserweights.
I don't get it. I'm not into it. If anybody's into it, go ahead and call me, text me, let me know why I'm wrong. I'd be happy to be convinced otherwise. Now, a couple of things here. This from WrestlingObserver.com. After a series of good ratings by modern standards, Raw fell back to its lowest mark since Halloween night, averaging 2.75 million viewers, down 7% from last week. The first hour did 2.93 million viewers, the second hour did 2.71 million viewers, and the third hour dropped all the way down to 2.63 million viewers.
They knew they weren't getting Emma.
2.63 million viewers. Yeah. Now, if you watched the show, which I know many of you did, the whole show was one long storyline building up the New Day defending the titles twice, in fact, and trying to break the record in the main event of the show. Now, there's a couple of different ways to look at this. Number one, this goes back decades, but since nobody ever learns anything in this business, I will remind everybody that no matter how popular a guy is, or a team, or whatever, once they've been on the show, they've been on the show. The idea that we can put Steve Austin in the first hour, we can put Steve Austin in the second hour, and the second hour is going to do just as big or better than the first hour, it doesn't work like that. Normally, when you trot an act out for the second time on a show, or a third time, or whatever, it is diminishing returns. Now, when they first opened up Raw, and they announced that the tag team title match with the record on the line was opening up the show. I didn't know what the angle was at the time. It made sense later. But I remember thinking, why in the world are you opening up the show with this? Do you people learn nothing from what you've done in like the last month? Because they debuted Goldberg in the final segment of the show, and they did a great number for the third hour. Then later, they did a very, very quick match. It was like 2 minutes with Sasha and Charlotte, and that built up to a Falls Count Anywhere match in the main event, which also did good numbers. And I thought, why are you just giving this away for free at the beginning of the show? Now, the answer was they were going to do a second match later on in the show. But the first match wasn't like a quick match. It went a while. It was a regular professional wrestling tag team match, a three-way, that the New Day ended up winning. And as it turns out from looking at these numbers, there's two things here. Number one, fans did not care one bit about seeing New Day wrestle twice on one show. That's number one. And number two, nobody cares one bit about this record. Because the first hour didn't even break 3 million viewers. It did 2.93 million. And the third hour, with the real title defense, to find out if they would break the record, did 2.63 million viewers. Nobody cares about this record. Why? I'm sure you can come up with a million reasons. Comedy act. They lost so many times in the last couple of months. Whatever the answer might be, fans didn't care about this record. Now, for those of you that don't care about the record, on Sunday, at Roadblock End of the Line, they are in fact doing New Day versus Sheamus and Cesaro for the 50th time with the tag team titles on the line. And I guess now that they've broken the record, today is the day they officially break the record, I guess they may lose the titles on Sunday.
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
Hey, yeah. I got a storyline for you if you can't wait, based on your sarcastic reaction to that.
Yes.
Why don't you have New Day face them and win? And then on Monday, they face Gallows and Anderson and they win. And then the week after, they face somebody else and they win. And with each win, the fans are going to get more and more angry that they're still the champions after all this time. And they'll turn heel just by winning.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Dude, I'll bet you can pull it off.
I'm not saying that.
Look at
these
ratings. Look at the reaction you had when I said that they were going to wrestle again on Sunday. You don't care.
Yeah,
you want someone else to be the champion.
It doesn't matter what I think. They're still selling unicorn horns. It's Christmas time. They're still selling gear. They can try their best, and I'm not saying that they can't pull off becoming heels, but it's going to take them a long time of being cynical and being obnoxious and being snarky and whatever it's going to be to the fans to get them to turn. I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm saying that it's probably not the best idea, and probably not the best idea rolling into the Royal Rumble. Now, what you can do is try to get some new teams together. What you desperately need to do is repackage Anderson and Gallows. Not repackage them, but repush them in a way that they were when they started. Drop some of the goofy comedy. Try to make them killers. Try to do something to create a threat in that division that's not named the New Day. Then you might be a little bit better off. And I'm not making excuses here, but looking at the cable ratings, it's kind of funny just to look at the entire industry and still realize that Raw was one of the top-ranked shows on cable. For whatever reason, Baltimore and New England did a good number on Monday night. And the Sports Center that I guess followed that did well as well, too. Everything else that topped Raw was a Fox News show of their block of shows, mostly talking head shows at night. And then there was Raw, which is still, if you want to look at it, and WWE will try to spin this, the number one show on cable TV that's not sports or news, I guess they'd say. So it really is an amazing number, because even though it stinks, it just shows you everything stinks underneath it as well, too. So it is a little bit of a larger issue, although WWE most certainly, absolutely does themselves no favors.
I'll bet you Sunny Side Up DVD that the New Day are heels by the Royal Rumble. And it's going to work. I don't care about unicorn horns. You know who sells a bunch of merchandise? Roman Reigns. He's the most hated guy on the show. You know who else sells tons of merchandise? John Cena.
Yeah, but he's a good guy, too. He's a good guy, too. They still push him as good guys the same way they would push New Day's good guys.
Dude, they'll be heels. Mark my words. They're already
before the Royal Rumble.
They're cheating to win. They've broken the record. They'll be heels by the Royal Rumble. They may even still be champions by then. Because maybe somebody went on Wikipedia and went, man, they did break Demolition's single run record, but they're still way behind Demolition's combined record of 683 days or whatever it is. We need to keep these titles on them for another year.
Maybe they can start wearing paint like Demolition. It's just then nobody really wants to be crushed, though. That's the problem. Nobody wants to be crushed.
I don't know if they'll lose a title Sunday, but I do honestly think that if they acted a little more heelish, cheated a little more, and kept winning now that they've broken the record, especially over a team that people really like they love Cesaro, and I'm sure there's some other teams on the roster.
He's the only
roster.
One you could do with. If you're going to do one, then you could do the double turn, I guess, with Sheamus. Technically, that's what it would be. but it really would probably have to be based off Cesaro, because who else is on there you're going to be able to get that sympathy with and create enough of a 180 away from how you want the New Day to be perceived, that these other guys are truly the baby faces in peril. I think you got in a little bit more of an upward hoe than you think there.
Oh, no way, dude. This is going to be easy. Easy.
Royal Rumble, huh?
Yep.
All right.
No problem.
Pushed and perceived, right? So they got to push him as heels, too.
Mike, when they debuted and they were supposed to be baby faces and they were absolutely hated, if I would have told you these guys are going to be the top babyface tag team, you would have said, no way, tough road to hoe.
Not true. I would have believed it.
They hoed it very easily. They were already baby faces.
Yes, they were. That's absolutely right. I'm just saying, this is not going to be maybe as easy as you think, because it's more about time than it is about their ability to be heels or be perceived as heels. It's about the time to get people to turn on.
I can't wait to win this one. I need to go back and look at all the other bets I've won against you.
You can keep the DVD, though.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
In this town, a few days ago, the girl I come to see, you know I love her so.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow and the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to guitarcenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Let's look at some of these text messages here that you can send to 425-780-7566. Person says, Brian, Any update on Zack Ryder's knee injury? That's right. Zack Ryder hurt his knee last night on SmackDown, almost live. It's actually on a 45-minute tape delay. They did a battle royal to determine new number one contenders to the tag team titles, which is preposterous. Like, what does winning a battle royal have to do with winning a tag team match? It's ridiculous. What's even more ridiculous is Connor of the Ascension eliminated both members of American Alpha. So can we all now admit that I was right and they've totally screwed up American Alpha? Every time I bring this up, someone has to say, well, Brian this, well, Brian that, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They were both eliminated by...
Are they really doing that? Are they really Connor. Making everything about you when it comes to American Alpha and or other possible things? They're saying, you know what? That damn Brian was right about American Alpha. Not the fact that WWE has got a long history of screwing up guys, including guys that they bring up from their own minor league, the
That's
NXT
not what I said,
farm
geek.
System.
I said every time. Right I said every time that
See,
I
you're
say
being defensive right now.
They are screwing up American Alpha. I have to have someone tell me that I'm wrong, and they're not screwing up American Alpha. Can we all admit I'm right right now? You're telling
you're not
me
right about that.
Really? American Alpha's doing great. They were eliminated by Connor.
We're all right about that.
Connor.
Because you could tell from how they brought him up from the start that things weren't going to go well, and they've proven that week after week. It does not make you correct. It makes them wrong. And they are very wrong about this. They had, again, it's like a lot of things. They've had a gold in their hands. They had the opportunities to boost up a new act on a roster that needed it on a blank slate, basically, and they've done a better job building up Carmella than they have American Alpha. You shouldn't be happy about being right about this. You shouldn't want to be proven right about this. You should want to smack Vince McMahon.
Got a text message here saying, Brian, you're right, Mike is wrong. Now finish that last text. Oh, okay. Zack Ryder's knee injury. So Zack Ryder's also in this battle royal that Connor... Where Connor eliminated both members of American Alpha.
I heard that.
This was the best thing they've ever done with the Ascension. Ever. Connor's in there. He's running roughshod. I'm not even mad that he eliminated American Alpha because he's destroying everybody. He's a one-man wrecking crew running through everybody in this battle royal. I was like, look at this. They're actually going to do something with the Ascension, a brand new tag team. They're making them look like killers here.
God, you love his face paint.
Then he lost to Mojo Rawley. I mean, give me a break. Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder were the winners of this battle royal. Now, there was a spot. Apparently, Zack Ryder told everybody that he thinks he hurt his knee doing a Rough Rider. Now, far be it from me to correct a guy who thinks he knows when he got hurt. I'm not him. However, if you go back and watch the battle royal, I saw this the second it happened. Go back and watch when Zack gets thrown over the top rope to the floor. He lands and he hyperextends his knee. It's right there on television. So he either hurt it before or he hurt it worse when that happened. But undoubtedly, he tweaked his knee. And you can see him grab his knee immediately afterwards as well. So I guess he's going to have it looked at today. I don't know what the state of it is, but I do know that Zack Ryder has some sort of knee injury. And hopefully he's back in action soon because they won. They're getting the next tag team title match.
Give me some working man's philosophy on this. You being a trained and seasoned battle grappler on a canvas mat. What would be the reason for wanting to say that you got hurt on a Rough Rider as opposed to getting tossed over the top rope? Is it just that at least you were doing a move that way instead of getting tossed over and hurting your leg?
No, maybe he actually did hurt it on the Rough Rider first. But then when he got thrown over the top rope, he hyperextended it worse. I don't know.
Because like you didn't say like when you got hurt, you hurt your knees on the snake eyes that like initially
no, I didn't
you
say
didn't
that.
Tell people.
No, okay, so I laughed you just, about it.
Well, I wasn't sure
it's
that
stupid.
Like initially, I don't know if you just told people that like you were doing like a standing 450 or a shooting star press and damn thing, you know, the air moved or something like that. And somebody threw a piece of tinfoil, hit you with a laser pointer, and then you blew your knee out or
Honest
something.
Honest to God, in all of the times I've ever wrestled and everyone I've ever wrestled with and on every show I've ever been on, I don't think that even one time somebody hurt themselves doing something but claimed that what they hurt themselves on was something different. If anything, here's the thing with wrestling. You very rarely, and I don't want to say never, because I just saw Mick Foley get thrown off a stage through a table on a retro run. He busted his ribs. And when you watch it, it was pretty obvious he busted his ribs. But I would say that 90% of the time, and I could ask every single wrestler who's ever been on this show, 90% of the time when you get hurt, something stupid, it's a snake eyes, or you were walking across the ring, or you tried to slide into the ring. It's always something really dumb. Every now and then you'll do a high-risk move and you'll hurt yourself doing that, but usually it's something little. Yeah, you throw a punch and you throw out your rotator cuff or whatever. You tear your rotator cuff. It's always something really dumb. And so whenever I got hurt, it was always something dumb and it was something to laugh about afterwards. And everyone always laughed about it. I mean, obviously if you broke your leg in 9 places, you probably weren't laughing.
So, see, you must have had insurance.
But, I mean, usually when you suffered some sort of minor injury, it would be something to laugh about. Can you believe that I injured my knee taking a snake eyes? I mean, who could possibly get hurt doing that bump? I managed to do it! That's what happens. It's always something stupid where you get hurt. And it looks like it was a rough rider. This person says, there was an update where it said Zach injured his kneecap. And they don't suspect any ligament damage. He's going for an MRI to check.
There still, you don't want that. You don't want that kneecap turning around on you. That's not fun either. I'm surprised he didn't hurt it carrying Mojo's big ass around.
This person says Ziggler versus Styles is obviously a stopgap until Cena or Taker. Wish they would have thrown Harper a bone in this situation. You are 100% right about American Alpha. Thank you. And yes, I was sad.
Who are these people?
I get them all the time, Mike. I get them every day, all hours of the day. So, they did a four-way last night on SmackDown. I will review SmackDown in full with Filthy Tom later on today. But they did a four-way where the winner was going to get a match against AJ Styles on a random SmackDown on December 27th. Because, like I talked about yesterday, there's a lot of time between now and the Royal Rumble, and they've got to have main events on their television show. So, the winner's going to get AJ, and I think his second match back. I think his first match back is Madison Square Garden, then he's going to have this match. And Dolph Ziggler won. Now, I guess Dolph Ziggler and AJ Styles is probably going to be a really good match. But you know how many times we've seen Dolph Ziggler fail? And then the other guy in the match, Dean Ambrose, we've seen him fail a million times. And I'm watching the match, and I'm thinking, you know what? It should be Luke Harper. This ain't a pay-per-view. This is just a random couple days after Christmas SmackDown show. It totally doesn't matter. Let Luke Harper win this match and have a fun match with AJ Styles, and away we go. But I guess it's heel versus heel they didn't want to do. But it was funny. When Luke Harper got eliminated, everybody booed. And it's funny because the two guys left are two babyfaces and he was a heel. But it's the exact same thing with the fans. The fans, clearly in this situation, thought, you know what? Why the hell can't Luke Harper win this match? Let him win, throw the guy a bone, he'll lose to AJ Styles, and now he's still one-third of the tag team champions. It doesn't matter. But they didn't do it, and now it's Dolph Ziggler heading for failure for the 9,000th time, doing the super kick and following the guy like Shawn Michaels that Shawn did once in his career, and Dolph now does in every single match. I was sad.
Is it results don't necessarily matter on these special events, let alone on the TV shows. So especially the one that takes place right after Christmas, why not have Luke Harper in there? Because you can definitely have that match end in a no contest, a disqualification, have whatever you want where they have the match. You know, there's a healthy respect at the beginning, but then it, you know, breaks down with two heels being heels. And at the end, AJ escapes without any, you know, damage at all, really, because whoever's going to challenge the Wyatt family for the tag team titles at their next show would get involved. To me, it wouldn't have been that difficult to come up with that scenario to have something like that again, because it's going to be, I don't want to say a wasted show, but I don't see the show on the 27th doing all that great. I could be wrong, but if this one's not doing a whole lot, I guess the only thing you have going for you is the amount of kids that would be home that don't have to go to school the next day or something like that. I have absolutely no idea, but it's probably not going to go very well, so why not just throw that out there? It's one of the biggest problems they have is they just keep beating the same horses to death over and over again, and even people that the fans like, you get tired of seeing them. That's why they responded, and you'll see it tonight when you watch it, or see it, you know, when you watch it before doing the show with Tom. People were reacting to the Miz and AJ Styles. These are supposed to be the two biggest heels you have on your roster, and people are actually salivating to see them go
what
at
are you
it
talking about?
One-on-one.
I've been talking about SmackDown all day. I saw the whole show.
Well, I don't know if you watched it in clips or not.
No way. I watched it start to finish, baby. The whole thing.
Wow. Live?
Of course not.
Okay, so that's impossible.
The worst part of Ryder's injury, now we'll get Mojo singles matches.
Oh, no. No, we won't. No. No,
no, we will. You know what we're going to get?
Oh, no.
First off, I don't think people have put two and two together here. Maybe you have. The tag team champions are Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt. So we're going to see Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt in the ring with Mojo Rawley. And if Zack Ryder is injured, in order to build up this match, we probably will get at least 3 weeks of television where Mojo Rawley faces all three members of Bray Wyatt's trio.
Well, I don't know. Ryder's that hurt, then you get him out of there.
I'm not a fan of Mojo Rawley, but I need to see Mojo Rawley versus Randy Orton. We're going to get it in a singles match. I cannot wait. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting. Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, sports fans. You love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Steven says, I lost it when Craig corrected Brian last night, and Brian said, shut up, Craig. That's right, I'm not taking this anymore.
Mean.
Just like Laura here saying, Brian, you are wrong. No, Laura, you're wrong.
You're right, Laura.
Laura, nobody's
saying that.
Sitting here trying to defend American Alpha. She's trying to tell me and you that American Alpha are, in fact, doing great in WWE, and they have not screwed
up. She's not
up.
Doing that.
She is
just pointing out that people are not in mass and in volume that you are saying that they are, saying that you were wrong, Brian, that American Alpha was being booked beautifully. Who are these people that were saying that? These are eggs that are arguing with you on Twitter.
Laura is one of them. Laura, go ahead and clear this up on Twitter at Brian Alvarez. I will meanwhile go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, it's John from Arkansas.
John, control your blood pressure. What's up?
I'll try to control my blood pressure. Although, given the past few brilliant strategies creatively from WWE, it's not very easy for me to, but I can. I will, however, say, surprise, surprise, the comedy angle failed. Gee, wonderful. Now more New Day. Hooray. Let's not have any more.
Look at how easy it would be for the New Day to be heels for John here.
They were heels to me when this whole circus antic clown crap started.
Man.
I care less about this. I want to see actual serious wrestling, not garbage that I've been subjected to. Furthering that...
Hey, John, look at this text I just got. The New Day are already heels to me. Get these corny bozos off my TV.
I can't say that I'm surprised that I was right that this was going to be a giant, huge turd. Which it is. No surprise. And I'm also not surprised that they have abysmally failed in the way they've handled making American Alpha mean anything.
Ah, look at that. Look at that, Mike. Abysmally failed.
Yeah. Of course, most of their directions pretty much abysmally fail when they can't actually push the in-ring work rate over stupid comedy, dumb promos that don't mean anything.
John, listen to me. There's got to be something about WWE you like. Throw something out there. Let's turn this show upside down.
I like Ric Flair and I like Charlotte. Why? Because it's...
Ric Flair? He hasn't been on the show. He's been on the show once in months.
I know, and I actually live for that, being that I'm an old Crockett. NWA Crockett holdover.
Hey, that reminds me. Tell me how awesome David Crockett was, looking back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
David Crockett was the type of fan that you sat next to at the wrestling shows.
Yep.
He got way more into it than he probably should have. But, you know, you kind of had a good time just because he was a little bit into it.
That's right.
But
what?
You lived vicariously through David Crockett, is what you're saying, John.
Yes, but then you also went back, and when he wasn't paying any attention, you laughed at him for being such an absolute clown.
Well, you know, I want to thank you very much for the call, John. You got to remember that I'm watching the classic stuff right now. Things start to go downhill. It's very much like, I remember when Tony Schiavone got very mad at me, and he blocked me on Twitter. I don't even know why. I didn't even say anything about the guy, except that he sucked at the end of WCW. So I clarified to Tony that... He used to be very, very good. He was an excellent wrestling announcer. But then, when the company went off a cliff, Tony went off a cliff. That's not Tony's fault. I mean, how could you possibly be a good announcer in WCW in 1999, 2000, and 2001? It was impossible. And then Tony unblocked me on Twitter. But, point of this is, I'm sure that David Crockett, when Crockett starts to go downhill... In 1987, 1988, they're about to have to sell to Turner. I'm sure that when it was in a shambles, maybe David Crockett was also in a shambles. But right now, the company's on top of the world, late 86. And he's on top of the world as well.
Uh-huh.
He's great.
Yep.
So much better than Otunga.
Mm.
Man, did you see the poll on the board where Otunga just got skewered?
Nope.
Yep, there was a poll. Who do you like better, mm-hmm. Byron Saxton or David Otunga? And Saxton won in a landslide.
Was there a write-in vote for your performance today?
What are you talking about?
Jesus. Oh, my God.
Find it.
I'm right about American Alpha because everybody's writing me these fantasy imaginary emails to prove that I'm correct. I'm right about John in Arkansas has proven to me to be correct about things. We've got this nonsense with David Crockett now. You have just losing your mind.
What are you talking about?
Descending into madness here.
So Laura here says you are wrong about 205 Live.
Oh. And 205, well, you're probably right about that, actually.
Laura, explain to me why I'm wrong about 205 Live. What am I missing on this show? If you can if you can present a compelling argument, I will watch the show.
Of all the things for Brian to be wrong about today, 205 Live, not one of them.
Get these corny bozos off my TV. I can't even believe that. This person says they've neutered American Alpha. Occasionally, though, New Day does rock. This person does like the New Day.
That's the thing. Look, hey, I'm not saying that they can't be heels, because they can. I'm not saying that their act isn't very heelish. It is. But I don't think you have, I know you keep saying there's all of this time. You don't have, I don't think, all of this time to turn that universe the way you want it to on its ear to make sure that the New Day is booed from this point on. I just think you're going to need more time than that. Although, since we are making this great bet, can we come up with something other than that DVD? And by the way, are you ever going to get that DVD to Dave in Wisconsin?
This person here says, no, I don't have a copy. I bet he got it anyway. He's trying to do a gimmick here on the show. Mike is surly today, this person says. Surly.
Surly?
Now, to be fair, there was one person that said...
One of the seven regrets at Duff Gardens, by the way.
Mike is right, Brian. Get a grip. What does that mean? Get a grip on what? What are you talking about?
On it.
This person says, American Alpha is missing one man, Kurt Angle.
Well...
Nothing's impossible in this business. Let's just put it that way.
They're not missing Kurt Angle, but it wouldn't hurt either.
This person says, Brian, I saw your report from John Pollock stating that Jeff Jarrett has had talks of some sort with Anthem. If he were to come on board in some sort of capacity, do you think they should buy the rights to the Global Force Wrestling brand name, change the name of TNA to GFW or something along those lines? Well, they could. I think one way or the other, they got to change the name of TNA.
I'm not buying anything. You're going to give me the name and you can hang out. We can call it GFW. I'm not spending a penny on it, though. My God.
Well, Jeff Jarrett's not going to sell it to him for free.
Well, you want to hang out and be here? That's how it goes. Because why would you buy GFW? Why wouldn't you just come up with your own initials and do it that way? I mean, if you think about it, how much money they throw away. That would be insane.
Why don't you just keep TNA and call it Total Nonstop Anthem?
They could use a name change. They could definitely use a name change.
This person says, who is more awful at running in the ring, Becky Lynch or Dean Ambrose? They're both god-awful in my opinion, but I was wondering where you and Mike stand on this. I don't like to say anything negative about Becky Lynch. Everyone gets mad at me, and she seems so nice. So I'll say Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
There was a moment, by the way, last night. There's a moment in that four-way where Dean Ambrose is just, he's jogging and skipping and spinning around. It's like he's at the McDonald's play place, just goofing
participating,
off.
Just participating.
And then Luke Harper just kicked him right in the face, nearly killed the guy. What a spot. No wonder everyone booed when he got eliminated. Go back and watch
Harper
everybody.
Luke Harper is awesome.
He is awesome. He's great. This person here says, Network was acting up for me during 205 Live last night, so I stopped watching, but I haven't cared enough to go back and watch today despite having the time.
Because you could be watching something from somewhere else. It's no offense to these guys, but, you know, you can always go back and watch if you find out that you missed something spectacular, but it's not destination programming, and from what they've given you so far, there's not even that feel of, oh my God, if I miss a show, I'm going to miss somebody doing something spectacular. Maybe that comes in when Tozawa and Dorada and some other guys maybe get more involved, but I don't know how long you got.
The UFC is introducing a new title, with one well-known fighter notably missing out on the first match for the gold. On ESPN Tuesday night, it was revealed that former UFC women's bantamweight champion Holly Holm will battle fellow bantamweight fighter Jermaine de Rondamy to become the inaugural UFC Women's Featherweight Champion, 145 pounds.
Yay.
Fight will headline UFC 208 at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York on February 11th. Yay, you say?
I bet you that division gets a little bit more. I'm not saying that's got, it's like a lot of divisions. It's going to be very, very shallow. But I bet you you got a better shot at filling that division than you think you do. I really believe that. We'll see. But I think you can actually get some names there. Going any more north of that, obviously, it's not going to work.
This is going to be two Sunny Side Up DVDs you're going to get here.
Oh, no. Stop that.
So Chris Cyborg is not involved, which,
no.
Honestly, the only reason, there's no reason to add yet another useless belt. I mean, you can make a division if you really believe that Chris Cyborg can be a pay-per-view draw and there are challengers, but Chris Cyborg is not involved. Chris Cyborg claims she can't even make 145 now. Before, it was she couldn't make 135, so she wanted a catch weight at 140. Then she couldn't make 140. Now they actually start a division so she can fight at 145. Now she claims she can't make 145. And the championship match for the 145-pound title is two women that can make 135. Why is this being done?
Because maybe they should be closer to being 145, which is their normal weight. And I have a feeling there's going to be more women than you think. I honestly, I really do believe that. I could be wrong, but kind of looking at some of the possible names, it is within the realm of possibility. Now, when it comes to Cyborg, basically, you either need to stop talking about her until she does something or whatever, because it's free publicity for a person that all they're doing is relying on the publicity to keep them even semi-relevant. She's not relevant if nobody talks about her because she has chosen to not go down in weight to any point. And if she says she can't because it's for health reasons, then, oh, well, we'll see you on New Year's Eve over in Ryzen, period. It's either that or we admit that when it comes to Invicta in the UFC, they basically have her under contract. If she can't face Ronda Rousey and she can't face Holly Holm, she's only there to keep her away from anybody else, period.
It says here, got to figure this out. Yeah. It says here that Chris Cyborg is not involved, as during media interviews last week, Dana White said she turned down two opportunities to fight for the 145-pound title. She cited needing recovery time from the hard weight cut she endured before her September beatdown of Lena Landsberg, which was at 140. And by the way, she missed weight, but they let her fight anyway, if I recall correctly. Holm has been quiet since losing to Valentina Shevchenko in July, her second straight defeat. Talks about her win over Ronda Rousey, etc. So that's the only fight announced for that show right now. February 11th, Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York, UFC 208, the debut of the UFC 145-pound women's title. So there you go. Booker T officially announced, he released a proclamation, hopefully as King Booker, that he will be running for the mayor of Houston.
I'm running for mayor, dog.
Running for the mayor of Houston in 2019.
Shucky ducky, quack quack.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Hey, speaking of the New Day, they've got a book coming out. A book where fans will learn the New Day's official definition of booty and the telltale signs that you or a loved one might be booty. How to twerk like a man, what your spirit animal says about you, and how to project positivity. Apparently, even when you're a negative fella. And speaking of positivity, Vader on Twitter said, I got good news this week. I saw a fourth doctor. He suggested that the gloom and doom the previous three doctors have diagnosed may not be the case. That was the claim that he only had a couple of years to live due to heart failure. So it's the update on Vader right there. You can check out his Twitter, at It's Vader Time. So check that out.
Now
we're out of here.
It's Vader Time. That would be Vader Scott.
That's right. We're out of here, everybody. We're here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. You can check us out on TuneIn Radio on your smartphone. There is a free TuneIn Radio app. And, of course, you can listen at WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com. If you go to SportsByline.com, you can head up there. There is a schedule. You can check out all of the various time slots in which we are available for free on Sports Byline. I believe 22 hours a week of Wrestling Observer Live on Sports Byline USA, so make sure you check that out. I want to thank Mike, as always, callers and listeners. I'll be back later on today for subscribers with Filthy Tom, talking all sorts of different topics, so check that out. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.